Okay, we're learning about Hanukkah. We're again, after this week, we'll have a 2-week vacation because of a combination of Hanukkah and my not being around even after Hanukkah until the following Sunday. Okay, we're in the middle of learning a piece. Every sentence we learned is full of questions and sfeikus. But we're going to learn this way. I mean, the sefer is a good sefer even just to open up your mind and seeing how many different sfeikus there are in Hanukkah. And so we have to sort of accept things he says. I'll point out when what he says is not so poshut, but enable, in order to learn it, you know, to have learning of it. So we have to sort of accept what he says. So he brings on the Brisker Rav. So again, we have a Machlekes Rambam and Tosfos about if the Mahadrin, when a Mahadrin and the Mahadrin could live together. Rambam says, yes, they can, 10, 20, 30, 40. And Tosfos says they can't. They can't, and therefore you have to choose between the Mahadrin, which lights according to the minyan named Dayas, and the Mahadrin and the Mahadrin, which lights according to the amount of days that have either gone by or are yet to come. That's really not Negeya, but based on the amount of days of Hanukkah.
And isn't this the famous halacha they always bring usually the Rama always was like Tosfos?
Yes, we're not going into that now.
Okay, yes, it's good.
The problem with the Rama is when the sort of Mechaber says like Tosfos. And he goes with the Mahadrim and the Mahadrim, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And we don't care how many they bias you have. The Rama says the Yesh Omrim, and someone stuck it. I told you the Shulchan Aruch has pages and pages of the research they did to figure out who wrote the different Marim Akoimus in different places in the Shulchan Aruch, different fonts. Sometimes it's the Rama, sometimes it's the Taz, sometimes it's the Shat, sometimes it's the printer. It really is extremely. So here it says in parentheses Rambam, and it says each person should light his own menorah. But that was never an issue. No one talked about lighting your own menorah. So where does the Rambam get this from? And it's not what the Rambam says. So again, you could learn that it's what the Rambam says, because you could say that the Rambam doesn't mean that you light. Again, it says Nerush Ubeisa. It says Mahadrin Ner L'chol Echad Ve'Echad. So you could learn it's a question of how many Neros does the Malabayas light. He's still lighting Neros for Beso, but he's lighting Neros according to the amount of people who are in the house. But he's not really being Motzi them. But if you learn that he is being Motzi them, then certainly the Mahadrin would include that each person could light himself without it being a bracha l'matala. But the problem is then Tosfos, if you can do that, then Tosfos really shouldn't have an issue at all. And who would argue with that? So why does Tosfos have an issue? The Chayyim could easily combine the Mahadrin with the Mahadrin and the Mahadrin by everyone lighting his own menorah. But the Tosfos goes with the simple pshat in the Gemara, which is that you're not being motzi them, but pshat is there's their issue baso, and then there's Mahadrin lighting according to the amount of people you have in the house. But you're not being mostly them, and they're not being yoshim with you, and they can't light their own menorah. I mean, maybe they could, but that has nothing to do with the Mahadrin or Mahadrin and a Mahadrin. And maybe they even can't. Okay. So the question is, that's the question. Where did the Rama get this from, and why is it only the Rambam? Like? So he brings on the Brisker Rav, the very famous Brisker Rav, that based on a Beis HaLevi. Beis HaLevi says as follows, that the Rambam holds by Tzitzin She'ein Ma'akvin, which has to do with making a Bris Milah, Tzitzin are strands of flesh left over. Einan Ma'akvin means it's a valid Bris Milah without you cutting it off. The Pashto says you have to cut it off because of Hidur Mitzvah, as the Gemara says. You want to make a clean cut, right? You don't have any shirayim there. So the Rambam holds that once Piresh, meaning once you finish your Maisa Mila, then you ain't a chozer, you don't go back to cut off the tzitzin she'enon ma'akfin. There's not an inyan to do it. You want to do it, because it's hate, I guess. But there's no inyan to do it. You're not doing any type of hiddur, even on chol. See, the pashtus on Gemara is that the tzitzin she'enon ma'akfin, you don't go back for once you're pirish. Again, pirish means you finish the act of mila. Now you want to go back and do a new act, getting rid of the tzitzin she'enon ma'akfin. So the simple shot in the Gemara is that you can't do that on Shabbos, because it's a malacha. And there's no need to do it. It's on Makiv the Mila. And when you're low pirish, then it's part of the act of Mila and it's mutter. And that's what the sugya is really about. The heter to do it if you were low pirish. But the Rambam says that the din of pirish ain't a chozer for tzitzin she'ain on ma'akvin is even b'chol. And the Brisker Rav, the Beis Halevi, I'm sorry. Beis Halevi explains that there's no hiddur mitzvah once you finish the mitzvah. So he says, the hiddur mitzvah is an enhancement of the Maisa mitzvah that you're doing. But there's no enhancement after you finish. Even though maybe you would think that the end result is an enhancement, but that's maybe not what the hiddur is. The hiddur is in the Maisa mitzvah, how you do the mitzvah. So, this is the Beis Halevi explaining the Rambam Shita that Pirish ain't a chozer for tzitzin she'ain on ma'akvin even b'chol, not just Shabbos. So the Brisker Rav says that if that is the Rambam Shita, so this is how the Brisker Rav says it. And he's going to comment on that. Meanwhile, we'll just say it over. So the Balabayas lit. And he lit Kaminyan Anshe Habayis. So then he's doing it behider. But if the Balabayis lights one candle, he does Nerish Ubeso, then they were Yoitzer already. What he said, the Biskarov says. And they were Yoitzer already with the Nerish Ubeso of the Balabayis lighting. And now that they're lighting themselves, they're doing a hider that's after the Etzem Mitzvah. That's how he puts it. Obviously, there's a difference between the Mila and then the Tzitzin Shein Ma'akvin. And here, where he's claiming that he was Yoitzei, that the Balabais is lighting, then you would question even if it's a hider. But that's what he says. That's the Brisker Rav. And the Ramah, the Shitaso, the Brisker Rav says, the Ramah, the Shitaso, that you are Chayzer for Tzitzin Shein Ma'akvin on Chol. So he, according to the Beis Halevi's perspective of that din, so you could characterize it as he holds that it is shayach to do a hiddur after the mitzvah is done. And Brisker Rav extrapolates that. Again, no comments from the peanut galleries. Brisker Rav extrapolates that to being able to have everybody light their own menorah even after the mitzvah was done and they were yoitzer with the balabais. This raises, of course, a whole host of issues about bracha levatola and what they do. So that's what he's going to deal with. But that is the Brisker Rav. V'nira levar hadvar. He's going to explain it. We're up to page Samach Aleph, the Daf Samach Aleph, the left hand column, the paragraph that starts with the word v'nira. V'nira levar hadvar. The Bemesit Noah al Moran Zatzal. Why he's like asking it as a question on the Brisker Rav, and he's going to answer it. Why does the Brisker Rav look at it that they're doing only hiddur, and he's talking about it as hiddur after the kiyum hamitzvah? Rak Lomis, right? Maybe you could say very simply that Lomis Kadnim Lotzeis B'Balabayis. Again, that this is looking at the perspective that the Balabayis is being Motzi them. So they can have in mind, and they obviously have in mind that their menorahs are set up too. So they obviously have in mind that they don't want to be Yotze, but the Balabayis is lighting. So that makes a lot. Not just doing hiddur, they're doing the mitzvah. If Kenod the Tikshi Gamla Rambam, So why wouldn't the Rambam agree with this remark? Not with the Balabayas is lighting, and with Kaiman Kolechet Kufa Mitzvah, why would the Rambam Paskin, Balabayas Kufa Yadlik Dafka, Neymar Shekulam Yahadru, Vyadliku Bisneyatsmam, Dozlo Havi Hidul Chud. In other words, the Brisker Rav sets it up as sort of Rambam holds you cannot do what the Ramah says. The Ramah goes to Shitaso that you can do hiddur after the Kiyam HaMitzvah, and the Rambam holds you cannot. So he's asking, why would the Rambam hold you can't light after the Malabayas is lighting? Neima Shekulam Yahadru V'Yadliku B'Snei Atzvam Tazvah HaVehidur L'Chud. If everybody has their own menorah set up, so it's not just a hiddur. Moya L'Chuli Alma. And this grado hiddur beribui neiros lemitzvah, because it's beautiful. Everybody's from the neiros. Yom kain diring moras atzal lecharet tzarichi in gadol. So he's asking this as a tzarichi in gadol. He can answer it now, but he's asking this as a tzarichi in gadol on the Brisker Rav. The pastors, it's not like that. They're not just doing hiddur; they're doing the gufa mitzvah also. Yes,
but it doesn't say anywhere that. That they need, it's very important that they need to have kavana, not to be yosi.
Well, I don't think they would have to if the menorahs are set up on the windowsill. I don't think they would have to.
That would be already.
Yeah.
But they don't want to be yosi.
Yeah, I think so. His answer is going to be that you're not, that the Rambam's view is that you're not being motzi then, but they're. Again, I think it's like putting a mezuzah on the doorpost of the house. Everybody in the house is mekayim the mitzvah's mezuzah. You don't have to have in mind to be motzi them. They can't think they don't want to be yotze, and they have to put up another mezuzah. The house now has a mezuzah, and I would compare it b'dikas chametz. I would say the same. You know, if the balabayas is b'dikas chametz in the house, so they don't have to have in mind to be yotze. You know, they have a chiv b'dikas chametz too, but maybe not. The balabayas has a chiv b'dikas chametz, and he checked the house, and the house is baduk. So it's over, you know. So he's going to say that that's. Now, I think he's not going to say it the way I would like him to say it. I would like him just to say that the balabayas. That the Rambam's lashon even is mois of the hailech.
This is ketzer.
When I would look into Rosh and the Rambam, madlik neiros kiminyan anshei habayis neir l'chol echad ve'echad. To me, that's not a lashon that you're being motzi them. That's like a lashon of stop. How many neiros should you light? You should light v'hatama with how many people in the house. That's not a lashon of you being motzi them. Maybe you even light one for the ketanim. I don't know, like you're not being motzi at all. Anyway, let's see. But he says it a little differently with a twist. Om them there in the Moran Zatzal, the Forish Dasha Rambam, the Koil, Iker Atakono, Simadlikin. He makes it into a case that the Balabayas is lighting al Pesach Habayas Mibachutz, Ner Labayas, Uvazeb. And that's why, this is how he says it. I would say, Stabile, no matter what, the Balabayas lights. And he's lighting Kaminyan Anshei Beso. But he doesn't say it that way. He says it that when the Balabayas is the one that lights Al Pesach Habayas, maybe there's no room for anybody else's menorah there. Kulam Yotzim Emela Yidei Chiyuvam Velo Nisharu Alayu Elohidr. He's like making a lot of assumptions here, as if there's no room in the Pesach Habayas for another menorah. Barak Rizman Hazeh. So they all want to do the Iker Hadin of lighting by Pesach Habayis. This is how he says it. Moshe Sternberg to explain the Brisker Rav. I would explain the Brisker Rav simply by saying, as I told you, Kaminyan Anshei Habayis. They're not being mostly them at all. It's like mezuzah. It's like B'dikas Chametz. He says, not like, he doesn't say it that way. I think that's simpler, okay? But he says that it's as if the Malabayis chapped. Place we have to light the menorah,
What does it mean, kulam yatsu mamela? That's the last line.
Well, I don't know. It sounds like what I'm saying, but that's not.
You're going to repeat it.
I don't know. It sounds like what I'm saying, that the yatsu mamela, like mezuzah and b'dikus chametz, they don't have to have a mind to be yotze. But then he asked, why does he have to talk about? But then he talks about, because he lit on the Pesach Beis on Mibachutz, and he was the only one lighting there. I don't know. Rakus Manasesh Madlikin Bifnim. That's a poisim shayna chi of ner lebayus. This is Rak Lachalecha Tzorech Lotzeis. This I don't quite get. I don't know which place he's talking about. That if you're lighting on the inside, I don't know what he means on the inside, not even. One thing I never understood, even in America, is that like the way it's presented in this forum is like you light for the outside people or you light for the inside people, right? But the Gemara gives the option of lighting for the outside people by the window. So anybody that's below 20 amos from the street has an Iker Hadin Chiyuv to light for the B'nai Rishus or Rabin, and it's safe and it's not dangerous. And it's not going to blow out because it's freezing cold outside. Like, I don't really, like, that's, to me, I always never understood it. It skips like a whole, because to me, you light by the Pesach HaBayis. If the Melo Pesach HaPesuch Rishis HaRabim, you put it by the Chalon HaPesuch Rishis HaRabim. And if he doesn't have that either, so Menicha Shulchono V'dayo, and the Gemara really, the way I understand the Gemara, I tried very hard not to listen to the Chabur this Pesach Shabbos, and it's hurting my ears. But the Gemara really gives the option for lighting to the inside people. The Gemara gives the option. Yeah, listen, light there, Chanukah, be mefaras from the nes. The tzura of the pirusim is from bnei Rishus HaRabim. And they said, if you can't, Chazal, nice, practical, smart people. Who says you're going to be able to do it for bnei Rishus HaRabim? So Menicha Shulchan of Adayo means he mefarsim it to the Bnei Bayis. So, but anyway, in America I never understood that whoever lives 20 hours or less on the street should not be lighting for Bnei Bayis. He has to do the first option. He has to do the Iker Hadin of Bnei, well, the second option, but I mean, he has to do the Tzuras HaMitzvah, lighting for the Bnei Rishus HaRabim.
This is not talking about when it was dangerous and all that whole story.
It's not dangerous if it's inside. It's talking about. It was very rare that it was. Yeah, communist Russia was dangerous even to light in the window. And Konami. That's what the Gemara says. Bishasa Sakana, Menicha Shulchana Vidayo. But that was, in Jewish history, very rare. It was more like it would get stolen, or it was freezing, and it was windy. And you couldn't really light outside, and the neighbors wouldn't take it personally. And, but if you lit inside, nobody really cared, but most of the time. Communist Russia for 90 years or whatever, but the Tsarist Russia didn't care if you lit the menorah inside. They might like make a sport of going through the whole town and stealing all the menorahs that are outside, but they wouldn't. Light inside, that's my understanding of the history. So that's how he puts Rav Sternberg. When you light inside, then everybody should really light their own l'chatchila. So then you would say either you're being yotzei with the balab. I don't see the tli on that, but that's how he says it. Then he says, so if you want to be yotzei with the balabayas, fine. Then he changes it into then you're being yotzei with the balabayas. The yotzei with the guf hamitzvah, but bezman atakono kulam yotzei memeila. Which, as you point out, why is it all of a sudden memeila? You also have to be want to be yotzei with him. Maybe the memeila is because the memeila want to be yotzei with him because he's the only one doing it properly in the pesach pesuch l'shus harabim. So memeila they want to be yotzei with him. Beilim they buy is all the mitzvahs hider. The olsen nira shibuzman atakana ikal hidlik echad liatzmo ulai lekimu b'zeh mitzvahs hider klal. Shahidur he holds sofa on there the bayus dafka. And again, if they're not together, you don't have the hither, maybe. He collected yotzi liatzmo, ain't got hither he sofa on there by his plow. Maybe there's not even a hither. This person lights his own. That's a nice svara, because everybody is in his own world. So the hither would always be the Libui Neiros based on the Nisparanche bias. But if they light themselves, then there's really no connection between the people. So that's not hither at all. So the Shaykh was there, bias, he just asked him, okay, he said, a hither cloud. Okay, so I would say it this way, that I don't know about the Ramah. We're not like the Ramah. We're going not like the Ramah. We're going to explain the Rambam not like the Ramah. That the Rambam wouldn't agree with the Ramah say so. And whoever wrote Rambam in parentheses really had no right to write that. So I think it's much simpler that the Rambam holds the light kaminyan anche habayis, and that's the, it's like mezuzah and pesach. And also, and according to the Rambam, I don't know if you have a right to light yourself. It would be like putting up another mezuzah yourself. But the Ramah doesn't hold like that, obviously. The Ramah holds that you do have the option of lighting yourself. So the Ramah would simply say that that the Mahadran and the Gemara is lighting for the people, you're being motzi them, and certainly it's fine if they want to do it themselves. That's all.
And you had a source for that, huh?
Well, I don't know. But you do have the problem then if the Gemara assumes that's a hiddur if you light for them. So then maybe they shouldn't light themselves. But you could say the hither of, according, not like the Rambam, you could say the hither of lighting for them, again, if the Rambam says they can light their own, I would assume that when you light for them in the Mahadran world, so you're being motzi them. So if they want to light themselves, they certainly can. Anyway, you're being motzi them. So I would say, though, that it might create a problem because it's like Barovam Hadus Melech. Like, you really, like, when you make Kiddush, you know, it's better if you, if one person makes Kiddush for everybody rather than if everybody makes themselves. So, because Barovam Hadus Melech, they bind together in the bracha, and it's Barovam. But if each one makes himself Kiddush, that's not called Barovam. It's a bunch of individuals that made the bracha. So here also, that's what he points out, and then there he has a point, that if each one, there might not be any hither if each one lights his own menorah. But I mean, the Ramah obviously holds there is. I mean, he doesn't say it before, he just says, he showed him that each one should light their own menorah.
I'm speaking out everything.
Not like he says, and I'm explaining the Ramah. Yeah, he's explaining the Rambam according to the Grizz. He's explaining the Grizz, yes.
He also says it's Mameila.
I don't like the way he says it, in truth. I would rather say it my way, that everybody hates Mameila because it's like Bedikus Chametz and Mezuzah. And it's not totally in that the Balabayas has co-opted the choice space for the mitzvah. Let's go right there. But this is a good point, that the hiddur is like Barovam Hadras Melech, and even if you work out that every person could light on their own,
wouldn't be a hither.
But it wouldn't be a hither, because it's like each person making kiddush on their own, and you lost the Baroivam Hadras Melech. The Baroivam Hadras Melech is coming together as a collective. So that's what he's going to say in the next paragraph. Veneris machlid barenu. So that is a good point. That has nothing to do with the way he said it, the way I would say it. That happens to be a good point. That the Ramah's way, l'chora, should have a problem that you lose the hither. If a chayra, you lost the hither. The hither is like a baroi v'amadus melech, right? So, v'niros machlid v'reinu, sheinu mekayim klal mitzvah hither, sheyotze b'sne atzmo, shehidr hi ha'husofa, al ner ha'bayis dafka, in the mahadrin, k'moshe k'saftu, nira v'lishono, v'fere gala d'chanakna. O'reyach, shemad likin olav v'tov beso, ain't it sorak l'hadlik olav, v'mokum shenis o'reyach bo. Ain lo bias lahadlik olav, so tzorich lahadlik. Ain lo bias lahadlik olav, bo. Tzorich lahadlik, b'mokam shenisareyach bo, mishtatif imoen b'shemen. U'bidik l'shonu mishtatif imoen b'shemen, mashma de l'shitos, de l'shatif hi ikar ha-mitzvah. Pavlokas ner chanaka atzmo, etzlo. That's how he's going to do the mitzvah. By no time, it's going to be shikosati. Better he should be mishtatif in the shemen than light his own menorah. And we tend to do the other way around. We say, would you like your own menorah? And sometimes people with guests say, would you like to make your own kiddush? But it's really, so he's saying that maybe incorrect. You should not offer that. It's better off if he's mishtatif, if he gives you a fruit or whatever, shekel towards the oil, and then it's that hither. You don't have a raya from the Rambam. He doesn't say he's mechuyev, but he could. Yal Kane, a mitzvah b'ner chanaki on kol b'ner abayis, or reach lios b'chlal on er l'abayis, lo'os l'davka k'moshe k'safti, v'dayit z'orechiyim b'zeh. I mean, the mokum maybe to be mefakbek on this a little is to say that the orech is not really able to become one of the b'nei bayis. He's a stranger, he's a foreigner. So maybe it's better to light on his own than to... But I don't know, but he has a good point, and it's interesting. Because it's like Kiddush, People, some people don't realize that it's better to have one person make Kiddush for everybody rather than everybody making their own Kiddush. V'nira sharama mechriach k'dvar megamorakan amrav zera mireish ki avina beirav mishtatafa b'priti v'hadi yushpiza. I was there with my wife lighting in my house. Because Kihani Bey Rav, why didn't he light himself? The Gemara has a story of an Amora that did it. So the Amora he could ask, why didn't he light his own menorah? That's the Bristol Road. Okay. We have to stop here.